Ang pagsusuring ginawa sa programa ng pagdaragdag ng sangkap sa tinapay ay nakatuklas na sa kalahatan ang depekto sa neural tube ay bumaba ng 14.4%, magbuhat ng ito ay ipatupad. Ang pagsusuri na ginawa ng Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, isang grupong pinupundohan ng gobyerno, ay nagpakita na ang pagbaba ay naaayon sa mga hula. Sinabi sa ABC ng kasamang author ng ulat, Ann Hunt, na pinatunayan ng resulta na ang minsan ay kontrobersyal na programa ay matagumpay na nagresulta sa mahalagang isyo ng kalusugan.
The bread industry and people like that were concerned that they were being asked to do public health initiatives. But I think at the time there was a lot of controversy, but now it's well accepted and it's been very well implemented into the food system.
Ang hindi inaasahan sa pagsusuri ay ang mas malaking bawas sa depekto ng neural tube sa mga sanggol na isinisilang sa mga teenagers at mga babaeng nasa Torres Strait. Ang antas ng depekto sa neural tube sa mga teenagers ay bumaba ng halos 55% at ng 74% naman sa mga babaeng aboriginal. Sinabi ni Dr. Mark Wenitong na mula sa Apunimpa Cape York Health Council na malugod niyang tinatanggap ang resulta.
I think it's fantastic. This is about changing the system so that everybody gets access to these fortified foods and to make such a difference as that, it's a very, very successful program. It's fantastic that it's the young women as well that are having the increases because, you know, in our population, a lot of our pregnant mums are young, much younger than the rest of the population, and often they miss out on some of the nutritional factors during their pregnancy, before their pregnancies as well. So this is really good information. It kind of shows as well, I think, that likely people are getting better access to some of these foods as well that are fortified, which is also an access problem just around normal nutrition. So getting both access to decent nutrition and fortified foods such as breads and cereals is a really positive thing for our women and our babies.
Idinagdag ni Binibining Hunt na ang malaking pagbaba ay magandang resulta pagkatapos na ang naunang estratehiya ay hindi naging tama.
There'd been various strategies before this to try and increase folic acid intake in women, and while there'd been some successes, it was quite uneven and different socioeconomic groups and ethnic groups appeared to be missing out. So this seems to be a very positive outcome for all Australians.
Ang folic acid ay isang grupo ng bitaminang B na tumutulong na pigilan ang mga depekto sa neural tube kagaya ng spina bifida sa mga sanggol. Ang neural tube defect naman ay ang abnormal na utak at spinal cord na nangyayari sa maagang panahon ng pagbubuntis. Ang panganib ay nababawasan kung ang buntis na babae ay may sapat na level ng folate. Sinabi ng ulat na ang pagdaragdag ng sustansya sa tinapay ay pumipigil din sa pagsapit ng mild iodine deficiency sa populasyon. Idinagdag ni Binibining Hunt na ito ay mahalaga para sa paglago at pagkilos ng thyroid gland, lalo na sa mga sanggol at kabataan.
Iodine intakes a decrease, and that's really important, having enough iodine especially for the developing brain. So children up to 2 years, it's really important they have enough iodine. And iodine is necessary for the formation of thyroid hormones in the thyroid. And if you have insufficient iodine, it can cause lots of problems with the thyroid. This requirement required the ordinary salt in bread to be replaced by iodized salt, and this was a very effective way of increasing iodine intakes in the Australian population.
Ang sapilitang pagsasama ng sangkap sa tinapay ng folic acid at iodine ay sinimulan sa Australia noong 2009 sa ilalim ng Australia-New Zealand Food Standards Code.